Welcome to the deep dive. Ready to dive into some seriously mind-bending stuff? We're talking quantum computing this time, and let me tell you, these sheer tech note articles you sent are blowing my mind.
It's a pretty wild ride, isn't it?
Wild is an understatement. I mean, this is like stepping into the future. Quantum computers. It all sounds so Star Trek. Are we going to be teleporting anytime soon?
Well, not quite. There's a lot of hype around quantum computing. Kind of reminds me of the early days of AI. Remember when everyone thought robots were going to take over the world?
Oh, yeah, totally. So you're saying quantum computers aren't going to be replacing our laptops anytime soon?
Safe to say your laptop is safe. For now. Think of it more like a specialized tool.
Specialized tool, okay. Right. So not like our everyday computers, then.
Exactly. It's not about replacing classical computers entirely. It's about identifying those specific tasks where quantum excels.
Got it. So it's like you wouldn't use a hammer to tighten a screw, right? So where do we even start with this whole quantum thing? It's not exactly something you learn in high school physics.
You're telling me. Well, at the core of it all is this thing called a qubit.
A qubit sounds like something out of Star Wars.
Kind of, but it's actually the quantum equivalent of a bit, the basic unit of information in classical computing. You know, your ones and zeros.
Right, the ones and zeros that make up, like, everything on our computers. But qubits are different, right? That's the whole point.
Here's where things get really interesting. A bit has to be either a zero or a one, but a qubit can be in a superposition.
Superposition. Okay, now you're just using big words to confuse me.
Basically, it means a qubit can be both zero and one at the same time.
Hold on, how is that even possible? That's like saying a light switch can be both on and off at the same time.
It seems counterintuitive, right? That's the beauty of quantum mechanics. Imagine a coin spinning in the air. Before it lands, it's not heads or tails. It's both possibilities existing at the same time. That's kind of what a qubit is doing.
Mind blown. So it's like a computer that can explore every possible answer simultaneously. No wonder everyone's so excited about this.
Exactly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now, visualizing a qubit can be tricky. It's not a physical object, more like a mathematical concept.
So no tiny spinning coins inside these quantum computers?
Not quite. But the key takeaway here is this idea of superposition. The ability to be in multiple states at once is what gives quantum computers their incredible potential.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
Sort of. But let's talk about what these quantum computers actually look like. Are we talking sleek, futuristic machines?
Not exactly. Picture this. A giant, super-cooled cylinder, kind of like a giant thermos.
A giant thermos. That's not very high-tech.
Don't let the appearance fool you. It's all about what's inside. See, qubits are extremely sensitive. They need to be kept at ridiculously low temperatures, close to absolute zero.
Colder than outer space. Why so cold?
It's all about maintaining the delicate quantum states of those qubits. Even a tiny bit of heat can disrupt them.
So all that cooling is like creating a fortress of solitude for those delicate qubits, protecting them from the chaos of the outside world.
Exactly. It's an engineering marvel, to say the least.
So I'm guessing that means no desktop quantum computers anytime soon.
Probably not. Besides the whole extreme cooling issue, there is the challenge of miniaturization. Remember that giant cylinder? Shrinking that down to the size of a laptop? That's going to be a tough one.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this is such a big deal. But even with those challenges, what kind of problems can these quantum computers actually solve?
That's where quantum algorithms come into play. They're like special recipes designed specifically for quantum computers to take advantage of their unique capabilities.
So it's like having a super-powered blender, right? You wouldn't use it to make a sandwich, but for the right recipe, it could create something truly amazing.
Perfect analogy. Just like a recipe tells you what to do with your ingredients, a quantum algorithm tells the quantum computer how to manipulate those qubits to solve a problem.
Okay. I'm following you so far.
Yeah.
But give me an example. What kind of quantum recipe can these computers handle that our classical computers can only dream of?
Well, one of the most famous quantum recipes has got to be Shor's algorithm.
Shor's algorithm. Never heard of it.
Well, you should see what it can do to large numbers. It can factor them exponentially faster than any classical computer, which has huge implications.
Okay. When you say huge implications, you've got my attention. What kind of implications are we talking about here?
Think cryptography.
Okay, cryptography, that rings a bell. It's all about codes and security.
Exactly. It's how we secure everything online, banking transactions, you name it. But it relies on these encryption methods that would take classical computers, well, forever to break. But Shor's algorithm, running on a powerful quantum computer, now that changes the game.
Whoa. So it's like a master key that can unlock any digital door.
You could say that, yeah. It's a powerful tool, and it got everyone scrambling to develop quantum-resistant encryption methods. Got to be ready for a future with quantum computers.
It's like a technological arms race.
Yeah.
Code makers versus code breakers, always trying to outsmart each other.
That's a great way to put it. It's a constant back and forth. But it's not just cryptography that quantum computing will change. Think of medicine, material science, even AI. And this is just the beginning.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. AI is huge right now, especially deep learning. But it requires so much computing power. Are you saying quantum computers are the answer?
You're right. Deep learning requires massive amounts of data and processing power. That's where quantum computers could really shine, potentially making those training times a lot faster.
So instead of waiting weeks or even months to train a complex AI model, we could potentially do it in a fraction of the time with a quantum computer.
That's the idea. Of course, it's not just a simple swap. It's not like plugging in a new graphics card. It's a completely different way of processing information.
It's like teaching a quantum computer to see the world in a whole new light.
Exactly. We need entirely new techniques to translate our classical data into something a quantum computer can understand, like building a bridge between two worlds.
So it's not just about faster computers, but a totally new way of thinking about information.
Now you're getting it. It's a paradigm shift in how we approach computing. Let's talk about some specific AI applications.
Okay, hit me with it.
Well, drug discovery, for one. This is huge.
Drug discovery? That sounds incredibly promising. How would that even work with quantum computers?
Imagine being able to simulate the behavior of molecules at an atomic level. Quantum computers could show us exactly how different drugs interact with our bodies at the most fundamental level. We could develop incredibly effective medicines with fewer side effects.
That would be revolutionary. It's like having a window into the microscopic world of our bodies.
It's a game changer, really. And that's just one example. Imagine designing materials with properties we never thought possible. We could have super efficient solar panels or ultra strong, lightweight materials for spacecraft. The possibilities are endless.
Okay, now I'm really getting carried away. This all sounds incredible, but let's be practical for a moment. What are the roadblocks? We've talked about the challenges of actually building these quantum computers, but what about using them?
Yes, the software side of things. That's another hurdle altogether. Writing quantum algorithms is, well, it's not for the faint of heart.
So it's not like I could whip up a quantum algorithm over a weekend.
Not quite yet. But it is getting easier. There's a growing community of brilliant minds dedicated to making quantum programming more accessible. We've got new tools and frameworks popping up all the time.
So it's becoming more user-friendly.
Exactly. And here's the really cool part. There are now online platforms where you can actually experiment with writing simple quantum algorithms and running them on real quantum computers.
Wait a minute, are you serious? You can access a real quantum computer just like that.
You got it, through the cloud. No need to build your own multi-million dollar machine.
That's mind-blowing. It's like having a supercomputer at your fingertips.
The future is now. And while we don't all need to become quantum programmers overnight, it is becoming more and more important to understand at least the basics.
I totally agree. But let's be real. Not everyone has the time to become a quantum physicist. Why should the average person even care about quantum computing?
That's a fair question. The truth is, quantum computing has the potential to impact our lives in profound ways, even if we don't understand all the technical ins and outs.
So you're saying it's bigger than just the technology itself?
Absolutely. Just like the internet revolutionized how we communicate, quantum computing will transform entire industries. Medicine, materials science, finance, the list goes on and on.
So even if we're not writing the algorithms ourselves, we're all going to be impacted by this technology one way or another.
100%. Understanding the basics of quantum computing helps us make informed decisions about its future to ensure it's used ethically and benefits all of humanity.
That's a really important point. It's about making sure this incredible technology is used for good. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. My brain's still buzzing from that last part. Quantum computing is a lot to take in.
It's a real mind bender, but that's what makes it so fascinating. It challenges how we think about, well, everything.
Totally. And speaking of pushing boundaries, you mentioned quantum computing could completely change deep learning. Our listeners are really interested in that.
It's one of the hottest areas of research right now. Deep learning uses these things called artificial neural networks. They're like complex mathematical structures inspired by the human brain.
So they're the brains behind image recognition, language translation, all that cool stuff.
You got it. But the problem is, training those networks takes a ton of time and computing power, even for our most powerful classical computers.
So that's where quantum computers come in.
Exactly. They have the potential to analyze and process information in ways that classical computers just can't, which could mean much faster training times for these deep learning algorithms.
So we're talking about AI that's not just faster, but smarter too.
Exactly. Imagine the possibilities. We could develop life-saving drugs, design revolutionary materials, maybe even personalized medicine, all thanks to quantum-enhanced deep learning.
This is incredible. But how do you even begin to apply quantum computing to something as complex as the human brain? Or drug discovery?
It's a challenge, for sure. But one promising avenue is using quantum computers to simulate complex systems.
Simulations. So like a virtual reality for molecules.
You could say that. Imagine wanting to design a new drug. Instead of spending years in a lab, you use a quantum computer to simulate how different molecules interact at the atomic level. You could see how they behave, identify potential drug candidates, and even predict their effectiveness and side effects, all in a fraction of the time.
It's like a virtual laboratory where you can experiment without limits.
Exactly. And this could apply to other fields, too. We could simulate financial markets or design brand new materials, even understand the fundamental laws of physics in ways we never thought possible.
The possibilities are endless. But let's be real for a moment. With all this talk about revolutionizing industries and pushing boundaries, are there any downsides? Any challenges we should be aware of?
It's important to be aware of the potential risks, absolutely. One concern is the impact on cybersecurity. We've talked about how quantum computers could crack the encryption methods that we use today.
Right, like giving someone a master key to all our data.
It's a serious concern. That's why researchers are working hard to develop quantum-resistant encryption. It's a constant race to stay one step ahead.
So it's a high-stakes game of cat and mouse, trying to protect our digital world before quantum computers become powerful enough to crack the codes.
Exactly. And we can't forget about the ethical implications. Like any powerful tool, quantum computing can be used for good or bad.
So it's not just about the technology itself, but about how we choose to use it.
Absolutely. We need to establish ethical guidelines and regulations. It's about making sure quantum computing is used responsibly to benefit all of humanity.
Couldn't agree more. It feels like we're on the edge of a new technological era. Any advice for our listener who's probably feeling excited and a little overwhelmed by all of this?
My advice, stay curious. This field is constantly changing, with new breakthroughs happening all the time. Read everything you can, ask questions, and never stop learning. The more we understand about quantum computing, the better prepared we'll be for the future.
Wise words. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the amazing world of quantum computing. A huge thank you to you for joining us on this journey.
It's been a pleasure.
And to our listener, thanks for diving in with us. Remember, the future of quantum computing is full of incredible possibilities. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and who knows what amazing discoveries await us all.